Our gospel lesson this morning for the fourth Sunday of Advent. From Luke, the first chapter, 26 to 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was very perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord will give him the throne of his ancestor, David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth is in her old age, has conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Here ends the gospel lesson for the people of God. Sermon title today is How God Got His Son to Earth. You know, human relationships change drastically from the Old Testament to the New Testament wisdom. The prophets in the Old Testament, the angels brought very words of God to Abraham and his descendants. The plagues were sent upon Egypt to let the Israeli slaves go. There were set up very formal ways of worshiping and living with God. God spoke through the burning bush to Moses, who in turn brought the Ten Commandments to the people when they were in the desert, which is really a list of do's and don'ts. With the first part of the Ten Commandments dealing with our relationship with God, keeping the name of God holy, special, honor the Sabbath day, honor your parents, have no other gods before us. The second part of the Ten Commandments we know are dealing with our relationships and behavior with each other. Don't steal, don't murder, covet, tell falsehoods, etc., etc. During the Old Testament times, they received how to build the temple, the Ark of the Covenant, how to keep beautiful directions and life guides in their hearts. And in the words of the Old Testament, there was also a promise from God that he would send a helper to them. The Christ anointed by God to take the sins of his people and bear them on his shoulders. God knew you and I would have a hard time sometimes keeping those mighty ten. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Just as Adam and Eve did not listen to the the commandment to eat of the tree of life, we were going to need big help. Have you ever noticed human beings don't have to be taught how to sin? To violate those Ten Commandments, we don't have classes on how to lie or violate or be jealous, prideful. We don't have lessons on how to steal or shade the truth. King David was a chosen one of God, is an example of his killing the husband of Bathsheba and taking then Bathsheba as his own wife. Old Testaments show us that humans cannot be perfect. We cannot keep those big ten. So from a holy God, a perfect God, worked a way for Jesus to take the sins of the world, to take our own sins, our own failures in the past, and put them on Jesus' shoulders. The perfect Lamb of God was sent to teach us how to live with the help of the indwelling Holy Spirit in each person, who will guide and open our eyes to what a holy God could do, how he can help us live and get through tough times and get through times of failure and times of unbelievable terror. Saving people from their own sins. On the cross, the perfect Lamb of God was sacrificed. On the third day, he rose from the dead. This Jesus prepared then his disciples to bring others to God's holy plan. Remember, God sent his only Son that whoever believeth on him shall have everlasting life. John 3:16. Every human being was accountable for our sins, for we've all fallen short and sinned of the glory of God. Remember in the Old Testament, people brought offerings. Sometime it had all depended on their status in life. They brought a lamb. Some brought birds. And the priest sacrificed. And it was that idea, that image of putting the people's sins on the sacrifice. In the New Testament, the sins of the whole world were placed on the Lamb of God. So God sent his angel to Mary saying, you will be live with a child. Now she was naturally shaken, and the calming words of the angels remind us, you have nothing to fear. God's Spirit has been planted in you. Well, you know, that used to be such a wonderful thing that, well, even today in modern medical times, we plant life in the womb of a person. Mary knew about the birds and the bees. How is this possible? She says she had not slept with a man. The angel told her, God will place a human in you, so that this wonderful person will grow and you will give birth to a son and call his name Jesus. And Jesus will be great, the Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will rule over Jacob's house forever, even till this day and to tomorrow. No end to his kingdom. And that's what we're living in today. Our church year that we started just a couple of weeks ago teaches us this mighty lessons Jesus brought. And may the words of the angels be at peace. Don't be afraid. Rest assured this year. The Holy Spirit is with you and has been with the disciples and the earthbound church even today. Think about that. Trust what they think, who was a 14-year-old girl did so long ago. We can do it during our years. God bless. It's really real. Just listen to Mary. Listen to Joseph. Oh, yes, there were the words of the shepherds that we're going to be talking about this week. There were the kings who were traveling and they brought these wonderful gifts. It was kind of like the traveling money that Mary and Joseph would be using when they escaped Israel. Miracles happened in Jesus' ministry. Great words. People were amazed by his wisdom. It's really all right. It still sticks with this. We may not be able to connect all of it up, but listen to the witness of this year ahead of us. May God's truth make its home in your heart. Let us pray. We remember a time when we did not enjoy life, or when lives were not filled with love, hope, or joy. So we give you thanks, O God. It's so good not to just be alive, but to enjoy the life of Christians together. Thank you.